Okay, today's Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Daf Samach Aleph from the top line. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskel family, Lulu Mishmas Baruch Yehuda Ben Yosef Yechiel Michel. We thank them for the sponsorship. Here we go. Vamar Huna, Amar Rav, Mishmar Meir. No, I said that already. We are actually on the, not the one, two, three, four, five, six lines from the top. Darash Rab Nachman Bar Rav Chista. My Dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam, that Hashem created man, b'shnei yudin. The word v'yitzar is two yuds. Why does it have two yuds? The answer is, shnei yitzarim, bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two yitzars, Hashem created man. Echad yitzar tov, v'echad yitzar ra. One the yitzar tov, and one the yitzar hara. Maskefor, Nachman, b'yitzchak, elamat, if that's true, behema, deloksiv be v'yitzar, that if behema doesn't say the word v'yitzar, leth le yitzra, doesn't have yetzer hara? It's missing something? V'hat kachadinan demazka v'nashcha ubata. But animals bite and damage and kick. So they must have some kind of yetzer, right? Yeah. Okay. Question is, why do they have a yetzer? I mean, what nisyonos are they facing? What challenges are they facing? What? Anyway. Ella kedushim empathy. Domeshim empathy. It doesn't mean yetzer tov or yetzer hara. Can't mean that. Because it doesn't make sense for animals then. It can't mean that. What does it mean? Oy li miyotri. Woe is to my creator. V'oy li miyotri. And woe is to my yetzer. Everyone has a desire. Even animals have that. By the way, the Chefetz Hashem says, the Chefetz Hashem is the same person as the Aruch Chaim. He says, what do animals do the yetzer hara for? Because they're kicking? What nisyonos are they facing? He says they're not facing any. But if they wouldn't have a yetzer hara, they would never mate. So they have to have some yetzer hara in order to mate. They have to have some desire, some drive. Otherwise, they never mate. Like, okay, they did that to humans once, right? They took away the yetzer hara, nobody wanted to mate. So you have to have some drive inside you. Even animals need that drive. Otherwise, they would never mate. But it can't mean that because what does it mean? Oily miyotri, woe is to my creator, and oily miyotri. And woe is to my oily miyotri, right? My yetahara, and miyotri is my creator, right? Inami kedivim Reben Elazar, damavir Reben Elazar, du partzufin bara kadosh baruch hu ba'adam rishon. Hashem created Adam was really two people inside one body. It was Adam and Chava inside one body. That's the vayitzar. He created both of them at one time. That's machlokes. Some say that. Some say it was a bone, right? Or some part of Adam was taken out and created a chava. This man Dharma holds no. It was one person, two people in one body. Shenemar ocham v'kadam tartani. Because the pasuk that says, the pasuk in Tehillim, front and back, you created me. It was front and back you created me. It means two bodies in one body. It says, "V'even Hashem Elokim es haTzela," but Hashem built up the Tzela, which we say it's a rib. We don't know what it was really. Rav Rav Shmuel Chadam or Partzuf. One says it was this. It was a Partzuf. It was a second person inside one body. V'Chadam Azanav. It doesn't mean a tail. It means an appendage. It doesn't mean a tail. It means an appendage, some extra thing, right? Bishlo Alandav or Partzuf. If you hold, it means it was a second body inside one body. Hainu dichziv ochar v'kadam sartani. Front and back, you created me. El amanda amar zanav. But if it was a tail, it was an appendage. My ochar v'kadam sartani. What does that pasuk mean? What does that pasuk mean? Right. What do you mean front and back? It was an appendage. It wasn't front and back. Kedrav ami, damrav ami, ochar l'masa bereshis. Means what it means is it was the last thing created. Man was the last thing created. V'kadam l'peronios. And it was the first thing to get punished. What does that mean? Bishlama achal ma'aseh bereishis. That makes sense. It was the last thing created. Delo ibri ad mali shabtha. It wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. Ela v'kadam l'peronios. But it was the first one punished, or the first one that did something wrong. Peronios demai. What kind of punishment? Ilem v'peronios denachosh. That man sinned with denachosh. V'atanya. Rebbe Omer. The Gedola Maschilin, we started off with the Gedola. Menagadol When it comes to great things, we start with the great one. Ubiklala meschil mena katan. And when it comes to klala, we start with the small ones. Bigadol meschil mena gadol. Dichsiv veidaber Moshe el Aaron veel Lazar veel Isamar banav hanosarim kichu. Right, you start big when it comes to great things. Biklala meschil mena katan. When it comes to klala, you start with the small one, right? Bistchila niskalkal nachash. First, the snake was punished. Lebasof niskalkal chava. Then chava. Lebasof niskalkal Adam. Then Adam. So it doesn't make sense. It was the last one created. That's true. It was the first one punished. It's not true. It wasn't the first one punished. The nachash was punished first. So it can't mean that. Ella, rather, you know what it means? Peronu is the mabel. The punishment at the mabel. Dichsiv, it says, "Vayimach es kol hayikum, asher al pnei ha'adama." Right? Then it says, "May Adam va'ad behema," from man to animal. "May reisha Adam va'hadar behema," first man and then animal. So what do you see? Man was punished first. Asks the Marsha, how is it a raya that man was punished first? I mean, the Torah can't write the same thing, two things at one time. Something has to be first. So why is it a raya, just because man's written first, that something has to be first? How is that a raya? So he says, the whole pasuk's extra. It says, Vayimach es kol hayikum. Everything living was destroyed. Why do you have to now go ahead and answer from man to animal? Obviously, it's bedafka. It's man to animal, starting with man and then animals. Obviously, otherwise the whole thing is redundant anyway. Okay. Now, Bishlom alamant amar partzof. It makes sense if you're telling me that man was created two beings in one body, right? That's why it says v'yitza with two yuds, to the two people, man and woman, man and female. Elamandar mazanov, but if it was a tail, it was an appendage, so my v'yitza. So why is it with two yuds? Why? So, k'dirab shimon ben pazi. D'amar shimon ben pazi, like we said before, oli miyotzmi, Oili mi yitzri, woe is to my yitzir and woe is to my creator. So it's not two yitzirs, it's not two anything, it's two different things. Yeah. Okay. Now, next. Bishlam alamandara partsof. If you say me that it was two different bodies in one body, hainu dichsev zacha unakeva bira'am, man and female. He created them. Elamandam or Zanov, but if it was an appendage or something, my Zachar would have cave a Bira'am. What does that mean? What does it mean? It's not true. He created man, and then from man he created a Isha. So what does it mean? Zachar would have cave a Bira'am. So Kidrabavo, Dibavo Rami. It's actually the Stira. Ksiv Zachar would have cave a Bira'am. First, in one place it says man and female. He created them. Ksiv, and it says somewhere else. Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa esa Adam. Ha-ketzad. How could that be? Is it man or is it both? Man and female or just male? B'tchila ala machshava liroz beis. First, in this, Hashem intended to create two. Ulubasov lo bara el echad. But he ended up only creating one. According to this mandamar. What does that mean? Hashem intended to create two? What does that mean? Hashem has, well, let's do it like this. Nah, I changed my mind. That's how we talk. Hashem is not like that. What does it mean? Hashem changed his mind. He originally thought to create two, one, then two, then he created one, right? So there's no answer I'm going to give you that's satisfactory. No, it's not because think about it. Hashem doesn't change his mind,
right?
So the Rashi says Chas v'Shalom that Hashem changed his mind. What he did was originally he was going to make it two beings out of one, right?
Two beings in one.
In two beings in one. But he decided that it would be better to create it, second being from Adam, so that Adam will always return back to his life.
And that would be the way it would be Kwan,
right? Exactly.
Correct.
He didn't answer, right.
He didn't answer, exactly. There's no really answer, right? Right.
Maybe he's teaching that this is the doctrine of what he wanted to do.
Hmm?
Not he really thought of it. Oh, but Afghan
should have
did it this way. I don't know what you learned from that, but...
So the Marsha says, Hashem, what Hashem wanted, Hashem was going to create Adam and Chava in one being and separate them. But man can't handle that. Mankind, man can't handle that. Man couldn't handle it. So Hashem had to change it for man, not for himself. For man, he had to change it and make Chava created from Adam. Not that they're going to be one being and two beings in one body. Man can't handle that. So if you put the burden on man, Hashem didn't change his mind. Okay, it's a little better. It's still okay. Hashem knew that. So
just saying it here, the unfolding of Hashem's logic.
What?
Describing the unfolding of how Hashem thought it out. We didn't change his mind.
Yeah, but that assumes that Hashem thinks things out, like me and you. We have processes.
Divine logic.
Hashem doesn't do that, right. So it's not. Okay. Next, Bishlam Olamanda Amar Parzof. If you hold that Hashem created two beings in one body, Hayna Diksiv. V'yisar batar tachtena, and I should closed up the basar, because when you separated it, there was a elaman darma zanov. But if you hold it was an appendage, my v'yisar batar tachtena. What does it mean? You closed up the basar. I'm not sure what that kasha means. What's his kasha? Amar b'yir mi v'tamar v'tavid v'tamar v'nachman bar yitzchak lonsbech elavacham chetach. The place where the cut was.
What?
V'yisar elaman darma zanov. If you hold it was an appendage, hayna dichsiv v'yiven. That's what it means v'yiven. And he built up Chava from the appendage. Elan there are parts of, but if hold it was two, one of my Vayivin. What's Vayivin? It was already created like that. So we have another vort, Kidlob Shimon ben Manasseh, the Darsh of Shimon ben Manasseh, my Dixiv Vayivin Hashem is a Tela. What does that mean? Hashem built up the Tela, Malamed, Shekala HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that Hashem braided Chava, braided her hair, Ve'eviu L'Adam Arishon, and he brought her to Adam for a wedding, Shekei Bekarki Ayam, because overseas, Karin Leklia Biniyasa. They call braiding the word binyan. So therefore, that's what it means. Davracher, another pshat, vayiven, amr v'chista, v'amrila b'masni satana, malameid, shebena HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava, kibinyan otzer. That Hashem created females like an otzer, like a storage house. Ma otzer, just like a storage house, zeh katzim l'mala v'rachav l'mata. It's skinny on top and wider at the bottom, so it holds all the storage. Kedela kabbalas haperos, af isha, so to woman, ketara lamaila, she's skinny at the top, rochava lamaila, and wider at the bottom, kedela kabbalas haflad, so the vlad could stay in there. That's what it means vayiven. That pshat will make it easier to understand, and well, in one country, the word vayiven means this. That's a little bit of a more difficult pshat. Then it says, vayiviyah el ha'adam, and Hashem brought her to man, to Adam, amar b'yirmiya ben alazar, malamed, shasa kadosh baruch hu, shushbin, Adam Arishon. Hashem was like a guy who helps out for Adam Arishon, right? Mikan London Torah Derech Eretz Shiach Zagadol Emakaton B'Shushbinas Val Yerolo. There's nothing wrong with you being a Shushbin for someone lower than you. Val Yerolo. Nothing wrong with that. Not a bad thing. It's okay. Hashem himself was the Shadchan over here, the tumbling, you know, making the wedding arrangements for Adam Arishon. You could do the same thing for someone who's lower than you. Okay.
Got the caterer.
He's busy with everything. Ulaman dama parzof. Now, listen to this Gemara's question. Ulaman dama parzof, if you hold that Adam and Chava were two bodies in one body, hay minai hu sagi bereisha, which one walked ahead and which one was behind? You hear that question? I have no doubt there's a deeper question behind it. A deeper question. But Pasha, who walked ahead? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mistabra, the Gavra sagi bereisha, the man went first, the Tanya. Why is it Mistabra? Why is it Mistaber? The reason is because the Tanya, lo yahalech adam achorei isha b'derech. You're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Afilu ishto. You're not allowed to walk even behind your wife. So you're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Watch her walk. You're not allowed to do that. So how can Adam walk behind his own wife? That can't be. Obviously, the husband went first.
They go back to back.
I understand.
Yeah, but then they'd be going two different directions.
If he was concerned that they were two separate beings in one body, why was he not concerned about neither?
I don't know. So this is all allegorical, really. I mean, it's true, but all this question is a deeper question. Now listen to this. So the whole concept of ladies first is not a Jewish thing, right? Not a Jewish thing. Ladies first, no such thing. Men have to go first. However, nizdam lo al gesher, if you're on the bridge, right? You saw kennel at studin, you go to the side. V'chala over achori isha ben ahar ein lo chelik olam haba. And if you, any person that follows a woman by the river, she goes down to the river. You're watching her, you're stalking her, you're some kind of creepy guy like that, In lechel kolam haba. Says Tosfos on top, pirish in rogel b'kach. You do it one time, get some taiva, one time or something. You don't lose your yom haba, you did it one time. If you rogel b'kach, you lose your yom haba, l'fish yavol de niyuf, f'sofa yored l'gehenim. You're going to go to Gehenim. If that's your M.O., right? You always do that. So, if the Yad David, one second. If somebody has relations with a married woman, what's his onish? No, not skila. Chenek. And you know what? Does the guy get olam haba? Yeah. Yeah. He's a regular guy. But you know what? He had a moment of weakness and he had an affair with a woman. Okay, it happened. Happens. And then he did tshuva. And maybe he got mitha. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Does he get olam haba? Does he get olam? Yes. So this guy doesn't do anything. He's too afraid of her. What does he do? He stalks her. So he loses his olam haba? How does that make any sense?
No punishment for him, that's why.
What?
No punishment for him.
What do you mean? He has bad thoughts. Whatever he's doing, he's there. Hashem will take care of him.
The reason you get the olam haba is because you had the punishment.
What?
Not the punishment, you don't get
to. So let Hashem punish him. Why does he lose his olam haba?
Maybe it's because here, you're not willing. What's the avera?
That's what Mukti's saying. It's not real avera.
No, real avera, right. So
the avera is, you're a creepy guy. Right. Maybe you have some bad thoughts, which you're not supposed to have.
So you don't do
tshuva. That's what Mutzi's saying. Interesting. So the Yad David says, because if you're a guy like this, you're going to sleep with a lot of women. And then you're going to lose your olam haba. Hey, a guy has a moment of weakness. Okay, no. It happens to people. It happens to people with everything. Some people have that issue. Other people have other things. Everyone's got, no one's perfect.
And if somebody sleeps with a lot of women and does tshuva,
I don't know. So that's a good question, right? He says, Shekim and Shemargal Atzmo Bekach, since you're commonly do a lot of it, Sofo Sheikhshal Bneof Ima Vagam Nashma Heros, Yasid Lokel Golam Abba. You can lose your Olam Abba. Why is that? Yeah. The question's better than the answer, no? Unless you give you what you guys are saying. It's no tshuva. Tan Rabbanan.
You think they finished Amarayim time, finished the sugya, and they had a klar in the head, what happened during
No. I don't know. Tan Rabbanan. Hamaratzimos Isham Yada Liada. If you go to a woman by the checkout, and you're staring at her while she's giving you out the change, right? To look at her, listen to this. Even if you have Torah and Ma'aseh Tovim, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, you're not going to be spared from Gehenna. So why is that a chiddush? Someone learns a lot of Torah, but he has a weakness for something, whether it's for a woman or it's for a cheeseburger. What's the difference? So what is the chiddush of this Gemara? But you're not going to be spared from the enemy. You're going to get punished for that. So is that obvious? I'm not sure what the Gemara trying to tell me. You're right. You get schar for your mitzvahs and you get punished for your averas. Right. And you're doing something that's a little bit creepy. So what? Okay, it's an avera. Shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be staring at women. Shouldn't go home to the pretty checkout girl. Go to the shortest line, not the one with the prettiest girl. Okay, that's true. But okay, so the guy did it, no?
That's counterintuitive.
What? No, that's counterintuitive. No, so he's going to punish for that.
If the cutest girl,
huh? Because it's sneaky.
Right. You're not just. It doesn't say a man who's gazing at a woman in the street. It says he's using the
checkout
as a pretext to.
I understand.
The problem is his mindset. What he's doing is he's warping himself, and that's what the Torah doesn't want to do.
And so, why is that different than a guy who has cheeseburgers? And he goes to shiur, he learns, he goes to davening. It happens to me. He has a weakness. So, what's the difference? What's the difference between that and this? Because that's more. And I'll never go in public. I'll go to some neighborhood where no Jews are. Right?
The difference in morality, plain and simple. It's a morality issue.
Isn't it just saying, no matter how self-righteous you think you are, you're not above being punished for things that.
But isn't that obvious? Like, I need a Gemara for that? Isn't that obvious? Okay. Shinemar says, Yad Liad Lo Yanake. Where am I? Lad Liad Lo Yanake. Ra lo yinakim medina shal gehenim. Fine. Amr of Nachman, listen to this. Manoach am aretz haya. When Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was on am aretz. How do you know that? Tichsiv, it says, v'yelech Manoach achar ishto. He followed his wife. Not supposed to do that. Right. Not supposed to follow your wife. He followed his wife. Says Rashi, out of left field, says Rashi, lo shamash talmidei chachamim. He didn't serve by talmidei chachamim. Shelo lamad mishna zu. He didn't learn this mishnah. Sheshaninu, lo yhalech adem achari isha. Shouldn't follow women. I feel isha, even your wife. Why does Rashi have to say he didn't shimesh tamir chachamim? Why didn't Rashi just say he never went to shir and he didn't know the halacha? What's shimesh tamir chachamim? What's Rashi throw that in for?
Because Because I think behavior is implying that the best way to learn behavior is by emulating Chamed HaChamed, so you learn how to act.
I know, but then it says, Shalom Lamad, he didn't learn this Mishnah, this Halacha. So which one is it? Is it following and acting, or is it learning, the Halacha? Rashi throws in both, I don't know why.
Because it's teaching you, I think it's teaching you a dual thing. One, the best way to learn how to act is by copying Chamed HaChamed. But what they're doing is still halacha. Right?
Uh-huh.
So you have
both. And if you went to Shir and learned the halachas dry, it wouldn't be the same? Nobody, none of us do that. None of us hang out by our Rebbe to learn how they... None of us do that.
True.
Right, okay.
Sure, they used to.
No, we don't do it anymore.
Who said that's a bright thing?
That was a chassidim.
So Maskev Lo Nachem by...
Yeah. The risk of being like, why can't you walk behind your wife? It's your wife.
I don't know. It's a good question. Maskev Lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Elameyata. What about the following pasuk? Gabi Elkanah. Elkanah was the father of Shmuel. The Ksivit says, "Ve'yelach Elkanah achar yishto." Elkanah went after his wife. Tosfos says, "There's no such pasuk like that." Shibashu ain pasuk zebachal mikra. There's no pasuk like that. For Lord Garcinale, I don't have this. I took this line out. There's no pasuk like that. So. There's a pasuk, a similar pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Tell me if this pasuk is so terrible for Elkanah. The pasuk says, "Vayelech Elkanah haramasa al beso," and Elkanah came home. So it says, "Vayelech Elkanah haramasa al beso." So they're busy. It says al beso. Doesn't say el beso. What's al beso? Behind is Beso. What's Beso? Is Ishto. Okay. Anyway, so Vigavi Elisha also Dechiv Yakam Vayelech Achareha Hachanami Achareha Mamish. It means Mamish. Elisha was walking behind the woman. Not supposed to do that. Ella doesn't mean that. It means Achare Divreha. It means he was after her words. Achare Atzasa, after her advice. Hachanami Achare Divreha VaAchare Atzasa, after her advice. Amar Vashi Ulamai Dekamar of Nachem Menorcha Ma'aretaya Afilu Beirav Nami Lokra. Manoach, we say that was he was Amaret. He didn't even go to yeshiva. Shemar v'takam Rivka na'arosev v'tirkavna al gamalim v'tachna achre ish v'lochne ish. Rivka v'dafka walked behind Eliezer, not the other way around. Amar Yochanan achori ari. Listen to this. Rather go after a lion v'lo achori isha. Don't want to go after a woman. Why? So the Rivavan says. Because if you go after a lion, you'll lose this world. If you follow a woman, you'll lose the next world too. So it's even worse. Achari ishev lo achari akum. Better to go after a woman, don't go after a guy. Why? Because the woman maybe will say to you, get away from me. But the Vozer will never say that. Right? So with a woman, you have to take two to tango. So she might say, get away from me. You creep, so you'll never do anything. But the Vozer will never say, get away from me. So that's still worse.
How are you supposed to walk anywhere these days?
Achore akum, after a guy, below achore beis haknesses, b'shash atzir mitzta b'spalon. That's the worst of all. To walk by a shul, not go in, that's the worst of all. Better to go to Avodah Zarah than do that. V'lo amar, it's only true, el delo darmi, if I'm not carrying anything. I'm having all my packages. So, okay, I can't go to the shul, because I have his packages, right? V'lo, v'i dari mi di leslamba. If you have packages, it's not a problem. V'lo amar, el delaka pesach achrinam. So there's no other door. It's not a problem. It's only if you're not riding on a donkey. If you're riding on a donkey, it's not a problem. That's why you can't go in. He can't leave his donkey alone. That's if you're not wearing tefillin. Amar Rav. Yetzahara doma lezavuv. The Yetzahara is like a fly. And it stays on the two sides of your heart. Shenemar zavuve mavet yivash yivia shemen rokeach. Why is a Yetzirah like a fly? Two reasons. Reason number one, the fly only will attack meat or something if there's an opening. If there's no opening, it can't get in. It can't make the opening. Once there's already an opening, then it goes in. Same thing with the Yetzirah. Waits for the opening, and once they have opening, it comes in. That's one shot. Second shot is because it keeps on returning. The fly keeps swatting it away, it keeps on coming back. The Yetzirah is the same way. It doesn't leave you alone. Okay? Shmuel Amar, Kimin chita hu dom, it's like chita. The ktiv, lepesach chatas rovates. Okay? Why a chita? So he says, this person must hold that the Eitz HaChaim, that they that the Eitz Hadas. Sorry, the Eitz Hadas that Adam and Chayv ate from was the Chita.
The
Rehuda. The Rehuda, yeah.
I think it's playing a play on the word Chita and Chita and Chitas.
That's why.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't even think of that. Okay. Tanar Rabbanan. Shtei Kloyos Yesh Ba'adam. Person has two kidneys. Achas Yatzas Olatova. One to give good advice. Vachas Yatzas Olara. And one to give bad advice. Umistabra Zatova Limino. It must be the good ones on the right side. Varol is small. The bad ones on the left side. That's it. Vlev Chacham Limino. Vlev Ksil Mismolo.
So if the guys have one nephrectomy, then what happened to
him? Well, I don't know. It depends which one they take away.
Tanar
Rabbanan. Kloyos Yatzas. The kidneys give advice. What, I'm not sure what that means. What does it mean, the kidneys give advice? What does that mean? What does that mean even what they thought? What does that mean? Lev Maven, the heart understands, whatever that means. Lashon Lechatech, the tongue talks. Peh Gomer, the peh finishes it off. Veshet Machnis, the Veshet, Veshet's the windpipe. Machnis, Umotzi, Komine Meichel. Esophagus. And Kana, the other one, Moti Kol, lets out your voice. Reya Shoeves, Kalmine Mashkin, your lungs draw all the liquids. Kaved Koes, the liver is where anger is. More Zorekis Botipa Umanichaso. The gallbladder is where some of the anger goes. Tichol Shochek, the spleen?
Yeah.
Is grinds it up.
Laughs.
Oh, I'm sorry, laughs. Kurkavan Tochein, the stomach grinds it up. Keba Yeshena, the different kind of stomach, makes with sleep. Af Neir, the nose awakens. Neir Hayashan Vayashan Neir. Namak Bahalichlo. If it switches around, the guy's gonna get sick. Tana, Imshneim Yeshena, Moshneim Naorim, Yad Mates. And if the other way around, if both of them are that, or both of them make you go to wake, or both of them make you go to sleep, then you're gonna die. Tana, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer. Tzadikim, when it comes to tzadikim, Yetzer Tov, famous Gemara. Yetzer Tov Shoftan. Tzadikim are judged by their Yetzer Tov. Shenemar, Felibi Chalal Bekirbi. What does that mean, they're judged? It doesn't mean they're judged. So there's a few pshat on what this means. Then Yaakov says it means that's how they behave. Tzadikim behave nicely. They behave good, they're good people, tzadikim. Why? Because the Yetzer Tov Shoftan. It doesn't mean judged. It means that's how they behave. So Yaakov says. The Me'iri says, no. Since they are good people, then their Yetzer Tov is going to allow them to get a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah. They're going to get a good judgment because they're good people. That's not the pshat. And the Marsha says that, listen to this. If you do something wrong, if you're a good person, the Yetzer Tov will make sure that it ends up, you end up counterbalancing it with good, so that you never have bad in your life. You never do averus in your life. Okay. Rishayim, the Rishayim is exact opposite. Yetzer Ra, Shoftan. Just the opposite. Because all the three Pshatim supply the same thing to Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, like it's for Russia. Noam Pasha, La Russia, Beker of Libi, Ein Pachet, Alakim, Leneged Enav. Beninim, what about a Benini? Zev Zeh, Shoftan. They are judged, or whatever you want to say, by both. Shenema, like it says, Yamod Liamin, Evyon, Lohoshia, Mishofte, Nasho. Amar Rava, some say Amar Rava, Kigonan, Anu, we're Bainanim. Says Rava, I'm a Bainani. I don't know about you, I'm a Bainani. I'm only a Baya. You're a Bainani? Lo Shavak Mori Chayalichalberia. You know, no one has a chance. If you're a Bainani, you're a Rava, you're a Bainani, nobody's got a chance. Right? What is going on here? So for this Gemara is in the first parak of Tanya. That's what the first parak of Tanya is about, right? About that the whole sefer is about. It's called Sefer Beninim. It's about this topic. What's a Beinani? What did Rabbi mean when he said, "I'm a Beinani"? I'm a Beinani. Rabbi wasn't saying it out of false humility. That's not what he was doing, right? He really believed he's a Beinani. So what is Abaye telling you back? No one has a chance. If you're a Beinani, we don't have a chance, right? Amar Rava. Lo ibri alma el lirishi gemuri el tzadiki gemuri. The world is only created for tzadikim gemurim or rishon gemurim. Amar Rava, leida inesh benafshe. Go check yourself out. Im tada gomer who im lav. You a tada gomer or not? Amar Rav, lo ibri alma el achav ben amri, who is a rasha gomer. Ul rabchina ben dosa, who is a tada gomer. Lachav bar amri olam hazeh, lo rabchina bar dosa, lo olam haba. Okay.
Didn't Yaakov say the same thing? He was like facing Esau. Maybe all my, what was it? All my schusim were gone. I won't have any. He said the same idea. Maybe I have nothing similar concept. No?
Yeah. Okay. Next. It's a very famous Gemara. Then it says in the Torah, the Mishnah quoted the pasuk in the Shema, "V'yahavta es Hashem alokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol modecha." Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Im nemar b'chol nafshecha, if it says b'chol nafshecha, lama nemar b'chol modecha? Why does it say b'chol modecha? What's that question? What's the question? What's the Gemara asking?
It's two different things.
It's two different things." V'im nemar b'chol modecha, and if it says b'chol modecha, lama nemar b'chol nafshecha. Why does it say b'chol nafshecha? Says Rashi, you know what the Gemara is asking? Rashi says three words. Min havchaviv olecha. Whichever one is the best for you, that's the one it should say, and the rest is a kal v'chomer. Right? How do you love Hashem? With all my money. And for sure with all my soul. Because money is more important to me. How do you love Hashem? With all my soul. That's for sure. What is money? So whichever one's more chaviv to you, that's the one the Torah should have said, and the rest is a kal v'chomer. The answer is, because different people have different things that are important to them. Ella, im yesh l'chadam shenafsho sheguf chaviv olav. If it's guf is more important to him, chaviv b'mimono l'kach nevachal nafshecha. That's what it says, with all your body, with all your soul. With all your soul. Of course with all your money. And if there's someone the other way around, that Torah says b'chol modecha. How could somebody love their money more than their guf? Is that even such a person?
Yeah.
What?
They're called misers.
What?
They're called misers.
No, even a miser. I'm telling you, even people are into money. I'm not being naive. People are into money. More than their body? More than their life? Is such a person? What does that mean? Yeah? Rabbi Akiva Omer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it means.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They'll belittle themselves for money. That's what it means. It doesn't mean they're going to die. Nobody will die for money. What it means, some people, that's right. That's a very small minority of people that are willing to do that. Such an extent. Right?
But people who are so driven by getting money that they don't look after themselves and they become...
Yeah, but then, who someone says to you, I'll give you $1 million. All you got to do is give me your arm. Who would do that? No. The answer is nobody. No, nobody would do that.
He's not that. The guy doesn't care.
Not for a billion. Nobody would do that.
He doesn't care about his reputation as long as he makes some money.
So that's what it means. Nafshecha means reputation now?
It's further here.
There's people being devised and sell some money.
That's not what nafshecha means. You're changing it to mean. Nafshecha means your soul, your body. We're changing it to reputation.
If embarrassing somebody is killing them.
I hear. Okay. That's a big stretch.
Okay.
Anyway, Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'chol nafshecha, afilu no teles nafshecha. Even to the point of taking your life away. Famous Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Pamachas one time. Gazra, Malchus, Harasha, Shalyasku, Yisol, B'Torah. They made a Xeri, you can't learn Torah. Ba, Papas ben Yehuda. Papas ben Yehuda came along. Who's he? Yeah? So, according to Tosvos in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalad, Papas Ben Yehuda is the husband of Miriam Magdala Tsar, right? Whose mother, who is the mother of who? It says here, Ben Sadata. Who's that? Yashka? That's who this is?
Yeah, sounds like
okay.
Magdalene.
Okay. Umatul Rabbi Akiva, and this guy was a good guy. Finds Rabbi Akiva, Shayamachal Kilos Barabim V'Osik B'Torah. He had a big shear, they had a big asifa in MetLife Stadium, and he's teaching Torah, and big asifa. Amalei Akiva, you have to miss Erebnei Malchus, aren't you worried about the Malchus? They're not allowed to do this, right? Amalo, Emshalachal Mashal Amad Aradama. I'll give you a mashal. With Shuol, there was a fax. Shayamahalech Agab in Ahar. He's walking by the riverbank. V'rad Dagim Shayamiskabzim Mamakom Lamakom. And he sees the fish swimming around. Amalehem, B'dema'atem Barachim. What are you guys swimming for so quickly? Amrulo, when they have Rishasso, Sabayle, B'dema Atem. From the nets of fishermen, trying to trap us. Amalehem, see, the fox says, Ritonchem, Shetalu Liyavasha, come onto the dry land, and we'll live together like our forefathers used to. Amru lo, atu she'omru lecha she'pikeach she'bechayos. They say about you, you're the most cunning, slyest animal. Lo pikeach ata el tipper, you're a fool. Ma makom chiyitana on the Mitzrayim, in a place where we live, we're afraid. Mitzrayim lachas kama v'kama. So on dry land, where we're going to die. Of course, the whole thing is ridiculous. Af anachnu, says Rabbi Akiva. Achshav she'anu yoshev ve'oskim b'Torah. We're learning Torah. She'kasev ba kiyuchay mecha v'arech mecha. Kach im anu holchin v'vatlu v'men lachas kama v'kama. For sure, if we stop learning, we don't have a chance. Even with learning, there's a safek. If we don't learn, there's no safek.
You didn't answer the question though. He said, "Why? Maybe you should do
it
public. You should do
it private." Amrulo, that's a good question. Some of the Achronim asked that question. Amrulo, loha yam watim, adchet afsulu Akiva. They caught him. V'chavshu beis hasurim. They put him in jail. V'tafsu lepapas ben Yehuda. V'chashvuhu etzlo. And they put Papas ben Yehuda in jail as well. Okay. Amrulo papas. Mi avicha lakan. What?
Who brought you here?
Yeah. No, not what brought you. Why are you here? Rabbi Akiva said to him, "What are you doing here? You didn't learn Torah Barabim." So Amale Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shenetzas Al Divrei Torah Oy Lo Lepapos Shetefas Al Devarim Betalim. Yeah, at least you're here because you learned Torah. I'm here because I have some stop. I did some, dropped the turnstile or something. And I'm here for that. You're here for a good thing. I'm here for that, right? So Bishah Shalatiyah Rabbi Akiva.
This time he addresses him as Rabbi Akiva.
Interesting. That is interesting. It's a good pickup. So Shaul is Rabbi Akiva, La Riga, Zman Kriyashma Haya. It was Zman Kriyashma. Zval Yisorkin as a Basar, Vimashrekos Chobarzel. And they were combing Rabbi Akiva with combs of iron. Vimakabal of Omach Hashemayim. And he was Vimakabal of Omach Hashem. Amr lol Tamida Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? Even to hear? What do you mean? What do they mean, Ad Kan? What does that mean, Ad Kan? Right? So the Marsha says, it's not one of the big three. It's not one of the big three. So who gave you the right to be over not one of the big three? That's what the Marsha says. Ad Khan, what do you put yourself into danger for? It's not one of the big three. Learning Torah is not one of the big three. Right? So, so Rabbi Akiva answered, a machmer.
So when we said, when we say that you don't have to give up your life if it's not one of the big three, is that the
Rishos? So it's a machlokes. So Rabbi Akiva said, I hold it's a Rishos. Right? I hold it's a Rishos. You don't have to, but you can. Right? So some say that the Tzlach says, they asked him, this is even worse than death. Torture is worse than Misa. It puts you to death. Okay, you're dead. This is Ramesh torturing you, even now? So, not 100% sure what the... Okay. So Amr Lahem, he answered back as follows. Call Yom in my whole life, I used to mitzvah al pasuk zeh, b'chol afshecha, I feel no talas nashecha, amarti, masa yavu liyotai, v'ikaymera. I was wondering, would I ever be zochet to this? V'achshav shebo liyotai lo ikaymera, and I'm now zochet, I shouldn't seize the opportunity, I took the opportunity. Hayimayrech be'echad, he was mayrech in the word echad, adyotza nishmaso, until his neshama came out. Be'echad, in the word echad. Yotza baskal v'amra, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shiyatza Nishmasecha Be'echad. Fortunate is you that you died with the word Echad on your lips. Amru Malachi Ashrecha Seh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Tor, Zu Schara. This is Tor, this is reward. Her wax has such an unbelievable pickup. It says, only the Malachim said that. No Jew said that. Because no Jew had a kasha. The Malachim who don't have the Torah, what kind of thing is this? They had a kasha. It's an unbelievable vart. No Jew ever asked, Zu Torah v'zu schara? The Jew didn't ask that. Only the Malachim asked it. Such a good chap, right? Because they don't understand. Such a good chap. Mamsim yodcha Hashem mimsim, Om lehem, chelkom b'chayim, yod shabbat chavar ma'ashrecha v'agiva, shata mizalman l'chay olam haba. Yer zochet olam haba. Right? Hashem didn't even answer them. Right? Didn't even answer the Malachim. Right? So there is one other place where that comes up, and I meant to look it up, and I didn't have a chance. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Rabbi Akiva, and he's in the classroom with Rabbi Akiva, and someone there says Zutov Zuzchara, I wonder if it's Moshe says it or the Malachim say it. I don't remember. If Moshe says it there, when he asks Hashem, so knew he saw the Rekiva and Moshe didn't know it was flying in the shear because it was all Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe didn't know it, and then Moshe felt all bad, and Hashem said, don't feel bad. It's all your Torah, Moshe. It's all you. It's all from you. So Moshe knew, let me see the end of Rabbi Akiva's life, and then he saw that. So I'm not sure who said it there. I don't remember. I have to look up the Gemara. It's in Menachos.
It is one of the places.
And then there's a... By Acher? No, then by the other Harugim Malchus.
That's it.
By the Acher's not Harugim Malchus.
No, he's so chutzpit.
Right.
So it's Tana.
Right. Okay, let's try to do a drop more. Then it says, Lo yekel adam es rosh keneged shar mizrach, shemuchum kenetzbal kachek kadashim. You're not allowed to be lightheaded by the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, which looks at the Har HaBayis. You could see straight in, if the doors were open, right into the kachek kadashim. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Amar El Menatzufim V'lefnim Uberoa. That's only if you're from the Tzofim, which is Mount Scopus, let's say, over there, and closer to Yerushalayim. If you're in the Haifa, you happen to be a direct line, that doesn't apply to Halacha. And Beroa, you have to see it also. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Abba, Breder of Chia, Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Yochanan, Lo Amar El Menatzufim V'lefnim. Only from Tzofim inside, Uberoa. Ubishain Geder, and there's no Geder, Ubizman Shah Shechina Shora, it only applies when the Shechina is there. So Bizman is there. What?
Moshe
said it. Moshe did say it. So then that takes away the sting of that Vart. Moshe said it. So what's the chat if Moshe said it? How can Moshe say such a thing?
The Vart's a big Vart. Right?
Why? It's a good Vart.
Because you had a Holocaust where a million people went off the Derek afterwards.
A million people went off the Derek?
A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't.
What? Talk about it, but
so you know the famous story. With we'll end with this.
With the Siddur Rebbe.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It's a great story, but it doesn't. But it doesn't. It means that bottom line is there were people who did come out and have questions and say.
I understand. And when they saw this happen, no one had a kasha. Only the malachim. Right? No one had a kasha except for the malachim. I understand, and you can't judge the people. You can't judge them what they went through. But for everyone that went off, one didn't. That's for sure true. Also. So one of the Rishonim asked that question. I remember the answer. Someone asked that question. Why he had to do a rabbim? What do you mean? If the United States passes a law, no more bris milah. Well, we can't have bris milah because you're the machus adino.
I wouldn't do it.
So what kind of thing is that? So you have to leave, no?
No, where do you? Exactly.
No, the CDC just told the New Rochelle
school has
to close.
Yes, exactly.
They have now
Parshas Ochos.
So they're coming
home. Uh-huh.
Ways of what to do with that.
Here? All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up by Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to go into the bathroom by the Beit HaMikdash. Right, so it's a good place to stop. Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.